Hello, I'm Ian Wright, librarian with the Muskegon Area District Library, and you're listening to Humans of Muskegon Musicians Edition. This program aims to highlight and support musicians in Muskegon County and give them an opportunity to share their story in music, as well as their connection to West Michigan. On this episode, we'll be speaking with John Merchant. Thanks so much for being here today, John. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your story?
Sure, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure.
You know, I was born and raised in Muskegon. My father was a musician in the Muskegon area, and so I grew up around music my whole life. I don't remember wanting to be a cowboy or a firefighter or anything else. I just wanted to be a musician, and so that community was really important to me, that musical community, the live entertainment we had in the city and in my hometown. I'm really proud of that.
Sure. Awesome. What kind of music is, what's your genre? What kind of music do you
like? You know, nowadays, Americana is kind of a real buzzword, but you know, for years, that's kind of been what I've done. Americana, singer-songwritery stuff, you know, real focus on storytelling the best I can, make sure that, you know, music is moving a narrative forward in some way, but you know, I'm a singer-songwriter at heart. I love words, and that's basically what I do. But I've played rock and roll. I grew up in the 80s, so I had poofy hair and tight pants and
sure.
Jumped around a lot and still enjoy that too. But, you know, mostly it's storytelling.
Awesome. Fantastic. So here in Muskegon, West Michigan specifically, how would you say that Muskegon / West Michigan has shaped your sound, shaped your songwriting ability?
Well, you know, certainly there's that Muskegon especially, you know, it's small enough to have that feel, that familiarity of a small town, but big enough where you're exposed to a lot of different things. And certainly I was exposed to a lot of different music growing up in that area. For me, there's something very Midwestern about what I do. I don't know what that is. I've heard it, you know, we have harsh winters and that sends, you know, teenagers into their basements to start bands. You know,
right.
I've heard that said before. The influence for me, though, there's something about that I kind of dialed into with, I feel like my songwriting improved when I started to tell the truth.
Right.
And start to tell things that related to me or that I could, that I had some role in. And so, you know, for me, blue collar, I grew up, my father was a musician. My folks were divorced when I was four. I grew up with my mom. And it was very, you know, there was a struggle. There was
right.
struggle in my upbringing, and that certainly shaped a lot of what I do
okay.
and what I talk about.
Do you have a particular place specific to Muskegon, West Michigan, that you would say is particularly inspirational to you?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the North Muskegon area.
Okay.
I went to Reese Puffer High School. A big enough high school. I think I graduated with a couple hundred kids.
Wow.
But small enough that we knew each other. And we, you know, you kind of knew everybody. So that just, there's something to me very important about those imprinted stories. And sometimes if I'm writing a song and I need narrative, I will definitely borrow from people either that I grew up with or that I know, or it might simply be, you know, a person I cross paths with.
Sure.
I've been making music in the area for, and I'll say professionally, which means playing out in nightclubs and that sort of thing, for about 36 years.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot in mm-hmm. that time. I've met a lot of people. I've been gifted. Music gifted me so many relationships and things. Even, you know, today is another gift that music has given me. But yeah, the people and I think just there's a grittiness to Muskegon.
Absolutely.
That I really, I admire that about us. And I love my hometown. I love it. You know, and the people here are good, honest, hardworking folks. Across the board, and there's a lot of interesting tales out there.
For sure, for sure. Kind of touching on that a little bit, is there any specific group, specific musicians native to the area that you'd say kind of influenced your work?
Oh, jeez. I could go on and on. My father, you know, like I said, he was a musician when I was growing up in the 70s. There was a real vibrant music scene always in Muskegon. I was just talking to a friend of mine last night about it. It's staggering how much music and how the quality of musicians that Muskegon's had going back to, you know, the 50s and 60s.
Right.
I found out later in life, my biological father, who I met later in life when I was in my 30s, he had told me that he was a musician as well.
Wow.
You know? And he was in one of the first rock and roll bands in Muskegon, playing the Muskegon Armory. And his kind of one of his stories was one of their gigs was they were filling in for Buddy Holly, who couldn't perform because he had died in Clear Lake, Iowa. And so, you know, Muskegon has that, and we do have, you know, we have those musicians who grew up with us, Iggy Pop, you know, from the Stooges, was from Muskegon.
Right.
And just being around, you know, my father and his circle of friends were characters. You know, it was 70s country music.
Right.
So they looked like, you know, they looked like Smokey and the Bandit, you know?
Sure.
And so I just, but yeah, there's musicians, one of my dear friends who I play with all the time, Greg Miller, who we mentioned as soon as I walked in. He was my guitar instructor when I was 14. I took lessons at Bird's Music in Muskegon on Henry Street. Ended up working there for about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I took lessons there. I met Greg Miller. He was just a legendary musician, an amazing artist. Guys like Steve Maycroft, who has passed away, who was as good of guitar player as anyone you'd find in Nashville. We just lost a guy, Norm McFerrin, who played in Muskegon his whole life. And
right.
Just interesting, talented characters.
That is very cool. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure, sure.
How would you say, you know, kind of talking about this a little bit, how would you say the music scene has changed in Muskegon since you've started performing?
Yeah, it was more, when I was growing up, you know, I remember people dress up to go out dancing, right? They would do that, my folks. You know, certainly we live now in the post-COVID world. I will tell you, as an old man, things have gotten earlier. Like nightclubs close a little earlier, things wrap up. I love that as an old man. I don't think I liked it as a young man so much. But it's still out there. It's still thriving. There's still people writing music, performing music, original compositions. There's songwriters. There's heavy metal artists. There's all of this. We have, you know, there's a bluegrass community in Muskegon that has been that's been there since, you know, I can remember, going back to Max and Ruth Bloomquist and the Wreaths and, you know, you name it, the King family, folks who are all Blue Lake listeners and everybody around here would be familiar with. But there's across genres, there's just a lot of talented people who are telling their story through music.
Absolutely. And we've kind of seen that a lot with some of the folks that have applied for this program, just a huge wealth of talent and just a super diverse group of musicians.
It's great. And I think it's what makes our pool in Muskegon so rich, you know, is
Absolutely.
It's not just one genre. It's not just one. And as we sit here talking today, there's probably, you know, four or five junior high kids who are going to get together today after school. And that's going to keep going. And I believe that's always going to happen.
Absolutely. What do you hope people think of when they hear music coming from Muskegon specifically, or even from you in particular?
I hope that they can hear the truth. I hope that they can hear the realness of it. And it's so, you know, all those catchphrases about how real and gritty and et cetera, right? It sounds great. And it looks great on paper for your bio, but really, that's what I want people to know is that this, you know, Muskegon is made up of people who have persevered,
right?
People who continue to invest in the community, people who still they believe in the community. I've seen changes in Muskegon in my lifetime that have been staggering and beautiful. And my mother worked on Western Avenue in the 60s, and it was, as she described it, as thriving as, you know, the Sunset Strip in California.
Right.
I have an album at home from a singer-songwriter, a guy named Dave Dudley. He's famous for a song called 6 Days on the Road. His album cover is on Western Avenue in Muskegon, Michigan.
No kidding.
Yep. That's where he had the cover photo shot. The Seaway Bar, there were a lot of things down there. We've always been vibrant, and we continue to do that.
That is awesome. So, John, what's next for you musically, or where can we catch you performing?
Yeah, I'll be next month, I want to say February, I'm going to say 13, 14, right around there. I'll be at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids. That'll be an all-original performance. I do cover gigs, too. All through the area, North Grove Brewers, Unruly Brewing, Fetch in Whitehall, some of the Eagles clubs. I've played those my whole life. Tons of opportunities to to make music in this great town.
Fantastic. So do you have any socials you'd like to plug?
Sure. I have a face, you know, I'm an old man. So I have Facebook and Instagram and all those things. It's John Merchant. Pretty easy to find Merchant's Music on Facebook. I try to update that stuff as much as I can. I'm not as good at it as some folks are, but I try to keep things out there and make announcements if things are coming up.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, John, for coming out today and speaking with us. We really appreciate it. You have your guitar with you today, and you will be playing a selection for us, correct?
Sure.
Excellent. Yep. What are we playing today?
I think today I'm going to play a song called Railway Town. It's actually, it's written my new, you know, I live in Ludington now, so it's taken some of that story, but it relates pretty much to these cities along the lake shore of Lake Michigan and, kind of based on that story and some of the changes that have come over history.
Fantastic. All right, John. Well, coming up next, we have John Merchant's Railway Town. So stick around.